Five, so we need one more member.
Okay. Good. Thanks very much, honorable members, officials of parliament, the support team to SCOF, PBO and other officials, treasury, DDG, chief directors, directors present here, officials from SARS and other government departments and entities, media, members of the public, you are welcome to this meeting to consider reports on the three bills. The meeting is officially open. Are there apologies?
Any apologies from Mr. Nkwankwan?
Okay, there's that apology from Mr. Nkwankwan. And also, before we proceed, I would like to thank and congratulate officials from Treasury and SARS, because in the previous year, SARS was able to collect more revenue than it was expected. And this has gone a long way to ease the pressure that government is facing in terms of the little resources that it has. So the work that you are doing, like the exercise that we are going through this morning, has a serious impact on how government performs. And it has proven itself last year under difficult conditions of COVID, that SARS was able to collect more revenue than expected. So it should not just go unnoticed. It can't be like, we don't see that there are people who work very hard to realize this objective or the achievement that was not expected. Thanks very much. We'll try, colleagues, to move a bit faster. We are already 18 minutes behind time. We have got a very long agenda here before us, because after a report, we have to adopt a clause by clause of amendments in those bills. And this afternoon, we are going to table the report on the MTBBS. And then, so it's going to be a very, very long day today. So I will request that we try by all means to move a bit faster. Let's right away move to item two, consideration and adoption of the committee report and voting clause by clause on the rates and monetary amounts and amendments of revenue laws bill. B21, 2021. There's the report, introduction, public participation, overview. Are you able to project the report, Alan, key issues in the public hearings? Let's go to observations and recommendations. Under observations, let's start and 5.1. Okay. There we are. 5.1, any comment? Agreed. 5.2. Agreed. 5.3. Agreed. 5.4. Agreed. 5.5. Agreed. 5.6. Agreed. 5.7. Agreed. 5.8.
Chairperson.
George, over to you.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to comment on 5.7 and 5.8. The problem that was raised during the hearings about the illicit trade in alcohol and tobacco. We are not opposed to taxing these items because we know the reasons why and the impact they have on the health of the population, etc. However, there is a problem with the illicit trade in alcohol and tobacco. So I do think that we need to say something in those sections regarding action that needs to be taken to combat the illicit trade of alcohol and tobacco. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Dr. George. Treasury, SARS, can you assist in putting a line there as to how can we condemn the illicit trade in the in tobacco and alcohol as suggested by Dr. George? Dr. Slope?
Yes, Chairperson, if I may come in. Yes, we can add a paragraph on that, although it is covered elsewhere above, because those issues were also raised in the hearings. But what I want to just correct on 5.7, there is a word which says behavioral medication. It was supposed to be modification. We'll also change that. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. So if you can assist with the centers to deal with condemning the activity, illicit activities on tobacco and alcohol. Thanks, Dr. Klopper. There's the report. Any mover for the adoption of the report?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the report.
Honorable Mawile Etsa moves for the adoption. Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mrolong seconds and Honorable Nkomo. Dr. George?
Please, could you note the reservation of the Democratic Alliance? Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. George. Okay, let's move to. We have to do the clause by clause. Alan, we do it now or after? Can you advise? How do we do it?
Now, Chairperson, I've just put the bill on screen.
Okay. Okay, let's go. There we are. We started at one. Okay. That's clause one. Agreed. Agreed. Two.
Agreed.
Agreed, Murolong. Three.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. Four.
Agreed.
Agreed. Five.
Agreed.
Agreed. Six.
Agreed.
Agreed. Seven.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. Eight. Let's get
it. Agreed.
Agreed. Nine.
Total. Agreed.
Agreed. Okay. What's there now? Schedule one. Clause one. Agreed.
Agreed.
How long is that schedule, Alan? Do we go clause by clause in the schedule, or do we adopt the schedule as a whole? What's the procedure?
So the committee can adopt the schedule as a whole, Chair.
Yeah, because we have adopted the bill itself. Somebody can move that we adopt the schedule as a whole, and then, yeah, there we are. Schedules two, agreed.
Because
I take it that members have gone through the bill with the attached schedules. Schedule three, two, part two, agreed.
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 Agreed. Okay. Can somebody move for the adoption of the bill with the attached schedules?
I move for the adoption of the bill with the attached schedules, Chair.
Bulma Vileta moves. Second.
I second, Chairperson.
Honorable Nkomo seconds. Dr. George.
Please note the DA reserves its position.
Okay, let's note that, Alan, in our report. Thanks. Let's move to consideration and adoption of the committee report and voting clause by clause on TLAB. Let me open TLAB here.
Chair, if I may come in, there's a proposed amendment by National Treasury. I sent the documentation this morning. Mr. Mamboniat is online and he will take the committee through their proposal.
Is what is contained in the letters?
That's correct, Chair.
Okay. Comrade Momo, can you quickly take us through what you are proposing on the rates bill?
No, thank you, Chair. Morning to the colleagues, and thanks for your kind words on the extra revenue collected. Chair, I think subsequent to publishing the bill, or when it was introduced, we received a few submissions, I think Parliament has as well, from the Banking Association, from the JSE and SAICA. And there were some concerns with the clause on how collateral is treated, the changes that we made. I want to emphasize, Chair, what we did in the bill is more a technical clarification, not a new policy issue, but the wording proved to be, there were some challenges. And what we want to propose is that instead of the clauses taking effect in January 2022, that we make them take effect in January 2023, which allows us enough time to engage with these stakeholders, because I think that there are some critical issues about how collateral is treated. And bear in mind, some of the collateral is there for regulatory reasons. So, in effect, it won't take effect for the next fiscal year. But I don't know if Yanga wants to come in on the exact clauses. Chair, we're raising the issue because the TLAP, like the rates bill, is a money bill. And if there are changes to be made, we have to follow a certain procedure, hence the request that you have from the minister. Yanga, do you want to come in?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. Good morning, members. The changes, Chair, we have to make the changes in terms of the Money Bills Amendment Act. We have had discussions with Advocate Frankie Jenkins in this regard as to the procedure to follow the correct procedure and the correct provisions in terms of the Money Bills Amendment Act. The clauses that we are proposing amendment to, that is the minister is proposing amendment to, is clause 56, dealing with the rehypothecation of collateral, as well as clause 41C, dealing with the clarification of the definition of contributed tax capital. In both of these clauses, what we are proposing, the effective date is 1 January 2022, we are proposing that the effective date be postponed by a year to 1 January 2023, so that we allow more time to deliberate with the stakeholders the impact of the proposed amendments, as these are the anti-avoidance measures aimed at curbing abuse. So we were told that even though they can be abuse, but it impacts on legitimate transaction. So the year will allow us to deliberate with the stakeholders, and if needs be, make other proposals in the coming budget. Thank you, Chair. So we are proposing to postpone the effective date, Chair, and it's clause 56 and clause 4. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks. Okay. I hear what you are saying, but what impact is it going to have on the collection of revenue before we agree to what you are recommending to the committee? So that we don't agree to something that later we are told that it had a negative impact on the collection of revenue. And why a year? Give us a rationale why a year and not a few months. The impact and the time frame. Can you explain why the two should be agreed by the committee?
Thank you, Chair. In terms of the Money Bills Amendment Procedure Act, Section 8.5 touches on the same basic issues as to what is the motivation and what is the impact on revenue collection. Here, the change, we are changing the effective date to 1 January 2023 to give both National Treasury more time to deliberate. As the proposed tax amendments are aimed at addressing tax avoidance schemes, the extension of the effective dates does not result in quantifiable direct costs to government at the moment. Because currently, we are not making any changes, meaning that the proposal will remain as they are in the current legislation. So we are trying to curb tax avoidance. So at this stage, we cannot say that this is the impact on the revenue or direct cost to government. However, we are of the view that now that we have proposed these changes and we're going to deliberate with the stakeholders, at least we're going to find some time. And the reason for postponing it for a year, not a few months, is that if there are changes that needs to be done, it takes a year to make changes in the legislation. So we first need to make announcement in the budget, in the 2022 budget, if there are changes that need to be required. Therefore, the changes can take effect in 1 January 2023 because the current changes were announced in this year's budget, that is in 2021, but the proposed effective date was 1 January 2022. So hence we are proposing a year, Chair. In terms of revenue, there is currently there is no quantifiable direct cost to government at the moment as we are addressing tax avoidance schemes. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, members, there's this letter which is attached here to be considered by members as presented by Mr. Momo and Younger, and changing the effective date to 2023. Any comment or clarity-seeking question from members? Can I get a comment from members? Do we... if you agree with the proposals, you should so indicate so that we can move to the next item. It should not be like it's a meeting of the chairperson and the and national treasurer. Dr. George?
Chairperson, I'm not opposed to the request from the Treasury. Thanks.
Okay, Dr. George agrees. Any other member would want to make a comment before we move to the next item?
I think, Comrade Chair, this is a fair request because they're just moving the date to a later date. So they're not changing the whole thing. So I think I'm not opposed as well. We'll just wait for that date to come.
Okay, there is a second. Let's move to the next item, which is TILAB, consideration and adoption of the committee report and voting clause by clause on the TILAB B22-2021. Let me open the report here. Where is it? Introduction, public participation, overview. Let's go to observations and recommendations, which is it five? Okay. Let me get it right on my side. Committee observations, 5.1, agreed. Agreed. 5.2, agreed. 5.3, agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed, Honorable Mavila. 5.4,
agreed.
Agreed, Honorable Mavileta. 5.5. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 5.6.
Agreed.
Agreed, Honorable Nkomo. 6. Amendments and compliance with the money bills. There is another letter here. The minister addressed a letter to the committee to request technical corrections to clause of this bill in line with section 14 of the money bills amendment procedure.
Chair, it's Alan, if I can just come in. The amendment just suggested by the National Treasury team, that was the one that's referred to here.
Is it the very same amendment that we dealt with before? I mean, on the first item, when we're dealing with the adoption of the monetary, of the revenue laws bill, or is this another letter?
No, Chair, the amendment was for the TLAB, not for the rates bill. So the Treasury team, just before the committee went into the deliberations on this report and will go into deliberations on the bill, they've addressed the committee on the amendments.
Okay. Dr. Sope?
Yes, Chair. If we can just go back up a bit to 5.6. And these observations will need to be changed given that there are these amendments now to these clauses in the bill. 5.6, I think it's also 5.5. The whole board have to be changed because they speak to the very same provisions that are now being postponed.
No.
To apply in 2023. And on point six, on the amendment, we only received the letter this morning and we'll add the information that is in the letters because the committee agrees with this amendment. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks. Treasurer, is there a reason why you sent letters very late to Parliament? I hope you were not ambushing us that we won't have time to study those letters. We'll just simply agree. What's the reason of sending letters an hour before a meeting starts?
Yes, no apologies, Chair. Chair, we only became aware of this provision sometime last week, and we had to then process it to see how best to resolve it. And then we had to get the letter from the minister, which we were only able to do last night. And because the minister has been indisposed as well. So there were some just technical difficulties. So apologies, Chair. And I think the honorable member is right that the changes, if they just reflect what's in the letter, I think that, and to change that 5.6 and the 6.1, so it's the matter that Young and I just raised just now, and that's the letter. But apologies that it only came just before the meeting, Chair.
Okay. Try by all means, Momo, to do things in time, because it will look like this committee is just there to adopt things coming from Treasury, even without going through a thorough, rigorous process of Parliament. It will not look good for Parliament just to do things in that manner. We understand the minister was not well. I'm not sure if somebody hasn't been appointed to act on his behalf or what is the arrangement. But in the future, let's try to do things differently. Because in the eyes of the public, it doesn't look good that Parliament just gets a letter an hour before it goes into a meeting and it simply agrees. So it should not be like that. So, okay, let's move to adopting the...
Thank you, Chair.
A pleasure. Sorry, let's move to adopting clause by clause on the TLAB. There we are. Clause one. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. Clause two. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. Clause three. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Let's move to clause four. Clause four, agreed.
Chair, sorry, if I can If I can just come in on clause four, this is where the proposed amendment comes in. So if the committee adopts, it must adopt with the proposed amendment.
Okay, agreed. Let's move to five. Agreed.
Agreed, Chairperson.
Agreed. Let's move to clause six. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed, Honorable Nkomo. Clause seven. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed, Honorable Mrolo. Clause eight. Agreed. Agreed. Clause nine. Agreed.
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. Clause 10.
Agreed.
Agreed. Those 11, agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 12.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed.
Ukhona mhloni just goes on.
Yeah, I'm quite as well.
Okay, so it goes. 13.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
14.
Agreed.
Agreed. 15.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 16. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 17. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 18. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 19. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 20. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair. Agreed.
Agreed. 21. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 22. Agreed.
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 Agreed. 23. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
24.
Agreed.
Agreed. 25. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 26. Agreed. 27.
Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 28.
Agreed.
Agreed. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 30. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 31. Agreed.
Agreed.
32. Agreed.
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. 33, agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 34, agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 35.
Agreed.
Agreed. 36.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 37, agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 38, agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 39.
Agreed.
Agreed. 40.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 41.
Agreed.
Agreed, Chairperson.
Agreed.
42. Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 43.
Agreed,
Chair.
Agreed. 44. Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 45. Agreed, Chair. Agreed. 46.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 47.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 48.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 49.
Agreed, Chairperson.
Agreed. 50. Agreed.
Agreed.
51.
Agreed.
Agreed. 52.
Agreed.
Agreed. 53.
Agreed, Chair.
54.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 55.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 56.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Chair, also just to note that 56 is also where the date change will become effective. If agreed to.
Okay. Okay, no, agreed. Fifty-seven. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 58.
Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 59. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 60.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 61.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 62.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 63.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 64.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 65.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Agreed. 67.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, sir. 68. Agreed.
Agreed, Chairperson.
Agreed. 69.
Agreed.
Agreed. 70. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 71.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 72.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 73.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 74.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 75.
Agreed.
Agreed. 76.
Agreed.
Agreed. 77.
Agreed.
Agreed. There are attached schedules. It doesn't look
No, Chair, there's not.
Okay. Can somebody move for the adoption of the bill with that amendment?
I move for the adoption of the bill with that amendment.
Honorable Mavileta moves. Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Kosan seconds. Dr. George?
Please note the Democratic Alliance reserves its position. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Dr. George.
Chair, it's Alan. Sorry to take you back, but just a move and seconder for the report.
We didn't adopt the report.
There was no move and seconder for the report, Chair, but the report was discussed.
Okay. Any mover for the report?
I move for the adoption of the report, Chair.
Honorable Nkomo moves. Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mavileta second. Dr. George?
Please note that the Democratic Alliance reserves its position. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. George. Okay. Let's move to item four, Talab. There's the report. Let's move to observations. Observations are on subparagraph 5, committee observations. Okay. Okay, that's the observation. And then agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Second. Okay. Let's move for the adoption of the report. Yeah, by the way, we're dealing with the observation. Any mover for the adoption of the report?
I move for the adoption of the report, Chair.
Honorable Mavileta moves. Any second?
Seconded, Chair.
Seconded. Dr. George?
Please note the DA reserves its position. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. George. Let's go to clause by clause on the talab. Clause one, agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Mshonisho. Clause two, agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Three.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Four.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Mrolong. Five.
Agreed.
Agreed. Six.
Agreed.
Agreed. Seven.
Agreed.
Agreed. Eight.
Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Nine.
Agreed.
Agreed. Ten.
Agreed.
Agreed. 11.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 12.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 13.
Agreed.
Agreed. 14.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 15.
Agreed.
Agreed. 16.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 17.
Agreed.
Agreed. 18.
Agreed.
Agreed. No. 19.
Agreed, Chaperson.
Agreed. 20.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 21.
Agreed, Chairperson.
Agreed. 22.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 23.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Let's move to 24. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Short title. Agreed.
Agreed. Information.
Agreed. And then we are coming to the memorandum, the people's. What is this, Alan? Haven't we dealt with the memorandum before clause one? People's of the pin. This was supposed to come at the beginning of the bill, isn't it? Right at the on top.
Sorry about that, Chair. The committee can just adopt the memo as is, memorandum on the objects.
Yeah. The objects of the bill. Is it not supposed to be the introductory part of the bill? Advocate Jenkins, to have a memorandum or the object separate from the first clause or the introductory part, I don't understand. It sounds like when you have got schedules which are attached or regulations, why do we have the memorandum or the object? Yeah, because this is the object of the bill on the introductory part.
Sorry, Chair, this is Yanga. I don't know whether Mr. Franz Tomasek from SARS can come in. In terms of the Section 75 bill, this is a Section 75 bill. We attached the memorandum of the bill. However, in terms of the Section 77, we had an explanatory memorandum to the bill. So the memorandum of the objects of the admin bill is similar to the explanatory memorandum to the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill. However, on the TLAB Section 77 bill, we don't attach it to the bill. We have a separate document. But on the Section 75 bill, the requirement is that it should be at the end of the bill. But Franz can come in. Thanks.
Okay, Yanga. So the preamble of the bill does not constitute the object of the bill.
So, Chair, if I may, with your permission.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, good morning, Chair and honourable members. The memorandum of objects here is essentially a set of explanations of all the clauses in the bill. So, as Yanga says, it serves a similar purpose to the explanatory memorandum that National Treasury releases in respect of the money bill. But it is practice, however, to attach it to a Section 75 bill. So if you go down to the end, you'll see it contains things like the opinion of the state law advisors that it does not need to be referred to certain other bodies. So it's attached as an explanation of the bill and to cover those procedural elements.
Does it mean we have to adopt the memorandum separate from the bill? What does the memorandum serves in this regard in terms of our procedure? We are dealing with procedure now. Is it detached from the bill, or is it just a memorandum, or is it for noting, or is it for adoption? Yanga. And Franz, do you want us to adopt the memorandum as it is, or together with the bill? What procedure do we follow? It's just I don't see Frank here in the platform.
Chair, I stand to be corrected by the advisor, but my understanding is the committee would simply note the memorandum of objects, because you will see that its contents is in fact also drawn upon in the committee's report. So that would be my understanding, but as I say, I stand to be corrected by Advocate Jenkins on this one.
Chair, Advocate Jenkins decided to attend to another meeting at 10 o'clock where they're also discussing a bill, but precedent in the committee is that they adopt, like, we did in the previous bill. In this case, it would be the memorandum. And in the previous bill, it was obviously the schedule. So that's precedent in the committee, Chair.
So we adopt the bill, and then the memorandum is also adopted separately. Or we adopt the bill together with the memorandum?
The bill together with the memorandum, Chair.
Okay. Can somebody move for the adoption of the bill together with the memorandum which is attached?
Chair, move.
Honorable Mrolong moves. Second.
Second, Chair.
Mhloni Shwasikosana seconds. Dr. George.
Please note the DA's reservation. Thank you.
We note DA's reservations. That was item 4, and I think we're done with the business of the day, unless there's any other thing outstanding, Alan. Any announcement?
Not as such, Chair, but just to highlight that the next meeting of the committee is next week, Tuesday, on the consideration and adoption of the committee's B4R report.
Okay. That's it. Okay. Then, thanks very much, honorable members, officials from Treasury, SARS, media, public, SCOF officials, PBO, and Parliament in general. Thanks very much. Let's adjourn the meeting until we meet again later this afternoon when we table the report on the fiscal framework. The meeting is adjourned. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.